Okay, we're here in Split.
Thank you for braving the weather.
Hvala vam što ste došli unatoč lošem vremenu.
We're going to look at that technology is worse than no technology.
Loša tehnologija je gora od nikakve tehnologije.
So we're going to look at two little shows on chanting Hare Krishna. The first is going to be a meditation on the first verse of the Shikshastika.
Pogledat ćemo dvije prezentacije na temu pjevanja svetog imena. Prvi će biti na temu prvoga stiha Shikshastake.
And the second is going to be a deep look at chanting Hare Krishna in general, based on some work of Ravindra Swarup Prabhu.
A drugi će biti ulazak dublje u samo pjevanje svetog imena, bazirano na djelima Ravindra Swarupa.
So everybody is looking to have success and perfection in life.
Svatko traži savršenstvo u svome životu.
And Krishna tells us in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita what real perfection is.
I Krishna nam kaže u Bhagavad Gita što je stvarno savršenstvo.
It's seeing ourselves by our pure mind and finding great happiness in ourselves.
To je gledati sebe svojim čistim umom i nalaziti u tome veliku sreću.
It's having happiness that has no limit.
A to je imati sreću koja nema granice.
No limit of time and no limit of quality.
Nema granicu vremenu i nema granicu kvaliteti.
And staying in that state of truth forever.
I ostati u tome stanju istine zauvijek.
Now some people may try for this through meditative yoga.
Neki mogu pokušati dostići taj cilj meditativnom jogom.
Through a mechanical process.
Kroz mehanički proces.
But in order to be successful with that kind of yoga,
ali da bi bili uspješni s takvom vrstom joge,
one has to live alone in total celibacy.
Osoba mora živjeti sama u potpunom celibatu.
Control the breathing.
Kontrolirati disanje.
And most of us at the present time are not qualified to do this kind of yoga.
I većina nas u sadašnjem dobu nije kvalificirana da bi radila takvu vrstu joge.
And therefore what happens to many people who try, who fool around with kundalini.
I stoga ono što se dešava sa mnogim osobama koje se pokušavaju igrati sa kundalini.
They may become physically or even mentally ill.
Mogu postati fizički ili čak i mentalno bolesni.
And if they are successful,
ako jesu uspješni,
they may misidentify themselves with God.
Mogu se pogrešno identificirati sa Bogom.
Or they may just merge into the Brahman.
Ili se mogu jednostavno stopiti s Brahmanom.
Sometimes people may try through the process of sacrificial rituals.
Ponekad ljudi mogu pokušati dostići to savršenstvo putem obrednih žrtava.
But they're very complicated and expensive.
Ali one su vrlo komplicirane i skupe.
And you may end up simply on a higher planet in the material world.
I možemo na kraju završiti jednostavno na višoj planeti unutar materijalnog svijeta.
Also, because this is a mechanical process.
Također zbog toga što je to mehanički proces.
If you do it a little bit wrong, you may get the opposite result of what you intended.
Ako učinite neku malu pogrešku, možete dobiti suprotan učinak od onoga kojeg ste željeli.
Some people may try for perfection only through deity worship.
Neki ljudi mogu pokušati dostići savršenstvo isključivo kroz obožavanje božanstava.
Which also is very complicated.
Koje je također vrlo komplicirano.
And requires a very regulated and clean life.
I zahtjeva vrlo reguliran i čist život.
Now all of these ways of perfection still need Krishna's mercy.
I svi ti načini dostizanja savršenstva još uvijek trebaju Krišninu milost.
And they all need also the chanting of the mantras.
I također svi trebaju, zahtijevaju mantranje, mantri.
But when done by themselves are very difficult to give one success.
Ali kada se pojedinačno izvršavaju vrlo su teški da bi dostigli savršenstvo.
Now all of these though are part of our process of Krishna consciousness.
Ali svi su oni dio našeg procesa svjesnosti Krišne.
Meditation, sacrifice and deity worship.
Meditacija, žrtvovanje i obožavanje božanstva.
But our main way to success is through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ali glavni način naš dostizanja uspjeha je kroz mantranje Maha mantre.
And we may ask, this seems so simple.
I možemo postaviti pitanje, to zvuči tako jednostavno.
But now we will see how it gives all success.
Ali sada ćemo vidjeti kako donosi sav uspjeh.
First of all, it cleans the mirror of the heart.
Za početak, ono čisti ogledalo srca.
Here you see the story of where Krishna is combing Radharani's hair.
Ovdje vidite priču gdje Krishna češlja kosu Radharani.
So he's looking at Radharani.
I on gleda u Radharani.
And she's looking in the mirror at Krishna.
Ali ona gleda u ogledalo Krishna.
So generally in this world we don't see ourselves clearly.
I uglavnom u ovome svijetu ne vidimo sebe jasno.
We don't see the soul, which is our real self.
Ne vidimo dušu koja je naše pravo jasno.
And we don't even really understand how we're entangled in this world.
I uistinu ne shvaćamo način na koji smo zapleteni u ovaj materijalni svijet.
Chanting Hare Krishna allows us to see our real self.
Mantranje Hare Krishna nam dopušta da vidimo naše pravo jasno.
And it puts out the fire of material life.
I gasi vatru materijalnog života.
We have so many desires in this life.
Imamo toliko želja u ovom životu.
And they're never fully satisfied.
I one nikad nisu u potpunosti zadovoljene.
Even if they're satisfied for a moment.
Čak i ako su zadovoljene na trenutak.
The thing that satisfies us is temporary.
Stvar koja nam daje zadovoljstvo je privremena.
And again our desires flare up.
I opet naše želje počinju goriti.
And even the greatest material satisfaction.
I čak i najveće materijalno zadovoljstvo.
Doesn't touch the soul.
Ne dira dušu.
The chanting of the holy name is also like the moon shining on the lotus of good fortune.
I mantranje Hare Krishna Maha Mantra je baš poput mjeseca koje sija na lotosu našeg srca.
Some flowers open in the sunshine.
Neko se cvijeće otvara na sunce.
And some in the moonshine.
A neke na mjesečinu.
That we have a lotus in our heart.
U našem srcu imamo lotus.
Actually, our heart is our resting place.
Zapravo, naše srce je naše mjesto prebivališta.
And our real nature is full of beauty and fragrance, just like a lotus.
I naša istinska priroda je puna ljepote i mirisa, ugodnih mirisa, baš kao i lotosov cvijet.
And this chanting is like a moon that awakens that real nature.
I mantranje je poput mjeseca koje budi tu pravu prirodu.
It's also called Vidya Vadu Jivanam. Vadu is a bride.
Također se naziva Vadu, što je mlade, što je mlada.
So just like it's the woman that brings life into the house.
Baš kao žena koja donosi život u kuću.
She'll decorate the house.
Ona će fino ukrasiti kuću.
Cook nice food.
Kuhati prekrasnu hranu.
When a man's living alone, generally he doesn't have a house like that.
Kada muškarac živi sam, uglavnom kuća ne izgleda tako.
So the holy name brings life to transcendental knowledge.
I tako sveto ime donosi život transcendentalnom znanju.
And it increases the ocean of bliss.
I povećava ocean blaženstva.
Generally the ocean is already so big.
Uglavnom ocean je već jako, jako velik.
But as one chants, this ocean increases and increases.
Ali kako osoba mantra, taj ocean se povećava i povećava.
Material happiness does not generally increase.
Materijalna sreća uglavnom se ne povećava.
Nor does it usually feel like an ocean.
Niti uobičajeno ima osjećaj oceana.
And it gives us a taste of love of God at every moment.
I daje nam da kušamo ljubav prema Bogu u svakom trenutku.
Generally in this world people are working for some result.
Uglavnom u ovome svijetu ljudi rade za nekakav rezultat.
They're rarely happy in the moment.
Rijetko su sretni u trenutku.
They're planning for some future happiness.
Planiraju sreću u budućnosti.
And when they get that happiness, you know, then they have it for a minute and then again planning.
I kada dobiju tu sreću, imaju minutu i onda opet planiraju.
But spiritual happiness is enjoyed moment by moment.
Ali duhovna sreća se uživa trenutak za trenutkom.
And just like if you're very sweaty and dirty on a hot summer's day, how wonderful it is to take a cool, refreshing bath.
I baš kao kada smo vrući i znojni za vrući ljetni dan, koje nam užitak pruža kada uzmemo ohlađujuću kupku.
So the holy name is like taking such a refreshing bath.
I takav je učinak svetog imena.
And therefore, it is always victorious and successful.
Stoga je uvijek pobjedonosno i uspješno.
We would like everything we do to be successful, right?
Htjeli bismo da što god da radimo da je uspješno.
Materially, that doesn't happen.
Materijalno to se ne dešava.
You make the best plans.
Radimo najbolje planove.
Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
Ponekad uspijevaju, ponekad ne.
And sometimes even when they work.
I ponekad čak i kad uspiju.
The result is not what you wanted.
Rezultat nije onaj kakav smo željeli.
But the holy name is always successful.
Ali sveto ime je uvijek uspješno. Jel možemo dobiti zvuk iz laptopa?
All this time I had sound with the show. I don't know where.
Yeah, put it off.
Why is he putting it off?
I don't know.
I'm wondering this whole time, why is there no sound in my show? Why is there no sound in my show? What happened to my sound? What happened to my sound?
Pita se cijelo vrijeme, gdje je nestao zvuk?
I'm just complaining. They don't have to all hear my complaining in Croatian. Can we have the mic and the sound at the same time or no? So why was he turning it? I thought there's something wrong with my computer. Going to look at why is it that the chanting has this effect.
Sada ćemo pogledati zašto je to da mantranje ima takav učinak.
And this one doesn't have any sound. The other one had sound all through the whole, every slide had sound. Anyway, this one has no sound. So now we're going to look at why it is that we get all these wonderful effects from chanting.
Sada ćemo pogledati zašto je to da dobivamo tako prekrasne učinke mantre.
And the text of this show was written by Rinpoche.
I tekst ove prezentacije je napisao Ravindra Sarp.
We start out with the understanding that we all have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
Počinjemo sa razumijevanjem da svi imamo vječni odnos sa Krishnom.
This is a picture of Krishna in the evening.
Ovo je slika Krishne predvečer.
Actually around this time.
Zapravo točno oko ovog doba.
We learn that although there's no time in the spiritual world,
saznajemo da iako nema vremena u duhovnom svijetu,
still Krishna has his Astakaliya Lila. He has his eightfold pastimes through different times of the day.
Ipak Krishna provodi osmodijene zabave tokom dana.
And all of these are going on eternally.
I sve se one vječno odvijaju.
Yet there's different times of the day.
Ali ipak postoje različiti dijelovi dana.
So this is a scene in the evening.
I ovo je jedna scena predvečer.
After Krishna has come back from the forest with the cows.
Nakon što se Krishna vratio iz šume sa kravama.
He's milked the cows.
Pomuzao je krav.
Had a bath. Put on fresh clothes.
Odjenuo svježu odjeću.
And you see him here eating with Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men.
I ovdje ga vidimo kako jede sa Nanda Maharajom i sa pastirima.
And there are people entertaining them and serving them.
I tu su ljudi koji ih zabavljaju, koji ih služe.
So each of us have our particular relationship.
I svako od nas ima određeni odnos.
We talk about the five main kinds of relationships.
Pričamo o pet različitih vrsta odnosa.
That one can be Krishna's servant or Krishna's friend, Krishna's parents, Krishna's lover.
Da osoba može biti Krishna sluga, Krishna prijatelj, Krishna roditelj, Krishna ljubav.
But also we have our individual relationship with Krishna.
Ali također imamo svoj individualni odnos sa Krishnom.
Each of us have a particular relationship with Krishna.
Svatko od nas ima jedinstven odnos sa Krishnom.
That nobody else has.
Koje niko drugi
nema. It's only ours.
To je isključivo naš.
There's only one spiritual spark that is each of us.
Postoji samo jedna jedinstvena duhovna iskra koju smo mi.
Even in this world, no one else has a body exactly like ours.
Čak i u ovome svijetu nitko nema tijelo identično naše.
Even if you have an identical twin.
Čak i ako imate identičnog blizanca.
Still there's different DNA, there's different fingerprints.
I dalje je drugačija DNA, drugačiji otisci prstiju.
Now that relationship continues to exist no matter what our mentality is in this world.
I taj odnos nastavlja postojati bez obzira koji je naš mentalitet u ovom svijetu.
It never goes away.
Nikada ne odlazi.
We may be aware of it or not.
Možemo biti svjesni njega ili ne.
So most of us in material consciousness are not aware that we have a relationship with Krishna.
I većina nas u materijalnoj svjesnosti nismo svjesni da imamo odnos sa Krishnom.
Here in this picture you see some people are surrendering to Krishna and some people are not surrendering to Krishna.
Na ovoj slici vidimo kao se neki ljudi predaju Krishni, dok drugi ne.
But even people who know, yes, I have some relationship with God, it may not be a fully developed relationship.
Ali čak i osobe koje znaju imam neki odnos sa Bogom, taj odnos ne mora biti u potpunosti razvijen.
But it still exists.
Ali ipak postoji.
They just may not be aware of it.
Možda jednostavno nisu svjesni njega.
Just like sometimes people have a disease or an accident where they forget their relationship with their friends and families.
Baš kao što ponekad ljudi imaju nesreću ili bolest od koje zaborave sve odnose koje su imali.
So even the biggest atheist actually has an eternal relationship with Krishna.
Stoga čak i najveći ateista zapravo ima vječan odnos s Krishnom.
Even the plants and the animals.
Čak i biljke i životinje.
They also have an eternal relationship.
One također imaju vječan odnos Krishna.
Even though it may be covered.
Iako je prekriven.
Now, if we are not completely pure.
Ako nismo u potpunosti čisti.
That means that we have broken that relationship.
To znači da smo prekinuli taj odnos.
Here we see a picture of the five main relationships in the spiritual world.
Ovdje vidimo prikaz pet glavnih odnosa u duhovnom svijetu.
And then here you see a materialistic person.
A dolje vidimo.
Here you see somebody who's interested and supernatural powers.
Da ne vidimo materialističnu osobu ili osobu koju zanimaju mistične moći.
Here's somebody who wants to merge into the light.
Tu je osoba koja se želi stopiti sa svjetlom.
And someone trying to become a devotee.
Neko ko pokušava postati bhakta.
But if we are not pure in our devotion, there it means that there's some that we have broken off that relationship with Krishna.
Ali ako nismo čisti u našoj predanosti, to znači da smo prekinuli taj odnos sa Krishnom.
Just like there may be a child who has said, I'm not going to talk to my parents, I'm not going to see them, I'm not going to write them a letter.
Baš kao što možda postoji dijete koje kaže, neću pričati sa svojim roditeljima, neću ih vidjeti, poslati im pismo.
So there may be different kinds of broken relationships.
Stoga postoje različite vrste razbijenih odnosa.
And different degrees of broken relationships.
I različiti stupnjevi prekinutih odnosa.
But anything that's not pure love means that we've broken the relationship.
Ali što god nije čista ljubav, znači da je došlo do nekog prekida u odnosu.
Now when we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, what we're saying is, I'm interested in fixing that relationship.
I kada mantramo Hare Krishna Maha mantru, ono što govorimo jest da smo zainteresirani za popravljanjem tog odnosa.
I want to fix it.
Želim ga popraviti.
Just like even in this world.
Baš kao i u ovome svijetu.
We may have a very good friend.
Možda imamo jako dobrog prijatelja.
Or a family member.
Ili člana obitelji.
And somehow we've broken the relationship.
I na neki način smo prekinuli taj odnos.
When I joined the Hare Krishna movement, one of my sisters decided she wasn't going to talk to me anymore.
Kada sam došla u svjesnost Krishna, jedna od mojih sestara je odlučila da više neće pričati s mnom.
And when I was young, we had been very good friends.
Kada sam bila mlada, bili smo jako, jako bliski.
She was much older than I am, and she was practically like a second mother to me.
Bila je dosta starija od mene i bila mi je poput druge majke.
I used to go over to her house all the time.
Stalno sam običavala posjećivati je kod njene kući.
But then for 10 years we never talked to each other.
Ali onda 10 godina nismo pričali.
Never saw each other.
Nismo se vidjeli.
Then her oldest son died.
Onda je njezin najstariji sin umro.
So I called her to try to reestablish the relationship.
Ja sam je nazvala da pokušam ponovo ustanoviti taj odnos.
Even then it was a little difficult.
Čak i onda je bilo malo teško.
We would talk sometimes.
Ponekad bi pričali.
But there was a lot of tension.
Ali bilo je dosta tenzije.
Then she found out that she had cancer.
Onda je otkrila da ima rak.
Maybe 10-15 years later.
10-15 godina nakon.
She tried many treatments.
Pokušala je mnogo terapije.
Finally the doctor said you have 3 more weeks to live.
I konačno doktor je rekao imaš još 3 tjedna života.
Then she called me and says I want to fix our relationship.
I ona me nazvala i rekla je želim popraviti naš odnos.
And I went with my mother and my other sister to her home.
I otišla sam sa majkom i sa mojom drugom sestrom kod nje.
I had never been to that house.
Nisam nikada bila u toj kući.
And we talked and she gave me presents.
I pričali smo, ona mi je dala poklone.
And we healed the relationship.
I izliječili smo odnos.
So this chanting Hare Krishna, it's like calling someone on the phone with whom you've had a broken relationship.
I mantranje Hare Krishna je kao da nazovemo nekoga na telefon s kojim smo imali prekinut odnos.
My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, I want to again reestablish my relationship.
Moja draga Radha, moj dragi Krishna, želim ponovo uspostaviti naš odnos.
Now most mantras in Sanskrit are not in the same grammatical case as the Hare Krishna mantra.
Većina mantri u Vedama nemaju istu gramatiku kao Maha mantra.
And I don't know how it works in Croatian, but in English you can tell what a noun is doing in a sentence by what place it has in the sentence.
Ne znam kako je na hrvatskom jeziku, ali u engleskom jeziku možemo reći, vidjeti što glagol radi u odnosu na gdje se nalazi u rečenici.
Is it like that in Croatian? Like I can say the boy threw the ball. If I say the ball threw the boy, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
No, it's much
more complicated.
More complicated.
But do you put endings on the nouns or do you just change the place?
No, there are many endings.
There are also endings on it. Okay. So Sanskrit also has these endings.
Tako je Sanskrit sličan hrvatskom u tome da ima.
If I'm going to use Krishna as the subject, it becomes Krishnaha.
Ako želim koristiti Krishnu kao predmet, kao objekt, onda postaje Krishna.
It's like Krishna goes to the forest, it becomes Krishnaha goes to the forest.
I ako kažemo Krishna ide u šumu, postaje Krishnaha ide u šumu.
If I say I give it to Krishna, it becomes Krishnam.
Ako kažem dajem to Krishni, onda postaje Krishna.
And just like if I'm saying to Krishna, becomes Krishnaya.
I ako kažem Krishni, postaje Krishnaya.
We say Om Krishnaya Namaha.
Kažemo Om Krishnaya Namaha.
So almost all mantras have this ending, like Om Shivaya Namaha.
I tako gotovo sve mantre imaju taj kraj, Om Shivaya Namaha.
But in Sanskrit, if you're talking to somebody, their name also changes.
U Sanskritu, ako pričate s nekim, ime im se također mijenja.
Like my name is Urmila, but if you're talking to me in Sanskrit, you'd call me Urmile.
Kao što je moje ime Urmila, ali ako pričate s menom na Sanskritu, onda ćete me nazvati Urmile.
So when you're talking to Krishna, you use the word Krishna.
I ako pričamo s Krishnom, koristimo riječ Krishna.
The only time you'd use the word Krishna is if you're talking to Krishna.
I to je jedino kada koristimo riječ Krishna, ako pričamo Krishna.
So that's very different. If I say, I offer my respects to you.
To je vrlo različno ako kažem, odajem svoje poštovanje tebi.
And if I say, hey you.
Ili ako kažem, hey ti.
So the Hare Krishna mantra, I'm speaking directly to Radha and Krishna.
I tako s Hare Krishna mantrom pričam direktno sa Radom i Krishna.
Oh Radharani, oh Krishna.
Oh Radharani, oh Krishna.
I want to again re-establish the relationship.
Želim opet uspostaviti odnos.
And so we call to Krishna and then he responds.
I tako pozivamo Krishnu i on odgovara.
Now as we start to re-establish the relationship.
I kada krenemo s tim obnavljanjem odnosa.
At every moment the question is, do I want to completely re-establish this relationship?
U svakom je trenutku to pitanje, da li želim u potpunosti obnoviti ovaj odnos?
Do I want you to stay here?
Želim li ostati ovdje?
Do I want to pull back a little bit?
Želim li se povući malo?
Just like what happened with my sister.
Baš kao i sa mojom sestrom.
After her son died, I called her.
Nakon što je sin umro, nazvao sam.
And we talked a few times.
I pričali smo nekoliko puta.
But we still didn't see each other.
Ali se još uvijek nismo vidjeli.
She didn't invite me to her house.
Nije me pozvala u svoju kuću.
You know, it was, the relationship wasn't completely healed.
Odnos nije u potpunosti zaliječen.
She would sometimes contact me.
Ponekad bi me kontaktirala.
And sometimes she'd pull back.
A ponekad bi se povukla.
Oh, I don't know if I really want a relationship with the Hare Krishna.
Ne znam da li zbilja želim odnos sa Hare Krishna.
So we also can do this with Krishna.
I to je nešto što možemo uraditi s Krishna.
Sometimes we think, yes, I really want to reestablish that relationship.
Ponekad mislimo, da, zbilja želim uspostaviti ponovo taj odnos.
Other times we think, oh, I'm really not sure.
Ali druge puta razmišljamo, nisam siguran.
And other times we may move back.
A druge puta se možemo povući.
Oh, I think I'll try material life a little bit more.
Ja, mislim da ću još malo probati materijalni život.
And we're making these decisions at every moment.
I te odluke činimo u svakom trenutku.
By the way that we chant.
Načinom na koji mantram.
And by the way in general that we're living our life.
I načinom na koji uglavnom živimo svoj život.
By the kind of mentality that we have.
Načinom mentaliteta koji imamo.
Now, usually when a relationship is broken, it's broken because there is some reason.
I uglavnom kada dolazi do prekida odnosa, to se dešava zbog nekog razloga.
So as we start to reestablish our relationship with Krishna, we become aware of the reasons why it is broken.
I kada ponovo pokušavamo uspostaviti taj odnos sa Krishnom, postajemo svjesni razloga zbog kojeg je bio prekinut.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Malo smo o tome pričali jučer.
Generally in this world.
Uglavnom u ovom svijetu.
If a relationship is broken.
Ako je došlo do prekida u odnosu.
We can say each side has some responsibility.
Možemo reći da obje strane nose određenu odgovornost.
It's not that one person is just an innocent victim and the other person is at fault.
Nije da je jedna osoba nevina žrtva, a druga osoba je počinila grešku.
Usually when we start on the spiritual path, we think that it's Krishna's fault.
I u početku kada krenemo sa duhovnim životom, duhovnim putem, mislimo da je to Krišnina greška.
We blame him for the fact that we are in a material condition.
Krivimo njega zbog toga što smo u materijalnom stanju.
At least we think it's partially his fault.
Ili barem mislimo djelomično njegova greška.
But as one goes on reestablishing that relationship,
ali kako osoba nastavlja uspostavljati taj odnos,
one comes to see that it's entirely 100% my responsibility.
Osoba uviđa da je u potpunosti 100% samo moja odgovornost.
And here we can note that what we mean by sin is a broken relationship with Krishna.
I tu možemo uočiti da ono što smatramo, što mislimo pod grijehom je u biti taj prekinut odnos sa Krišnom.
That I have chosen to break.
Koji sam ja odlučila prekinuti.
Now I may ask, why did I choose to break the relationship?
I sad se možemo pitati zašto sam odlučila prekinuti taj odnos.
This is one of the biggest questions that people ask.
O jedno od najvećih pitanja koje ljudi postavljaju.
Why would I choose to break a relationship with Krishna?
Zašto bi izabrao prekinuti odnos sa Krišnom?
If he's really so wonderful.
Ako je on zbilja tako prekrasan.
Maybe he's not really so wonderful.
Možda nije tako prekrasan.
Maybe he didn't really give me a fair chance.
Možda mi nije dao dovoljnu šansu.
Why would I be so foolish?
Zašto bi bio toliko budalost?
And we find it very difficult to explain the answer to this question.
I nalazimo vrlo teškim dati odgovor, objasniti ovo pitanje.
But as you go on with chanting,
ali kako nastavljamo mantrati,
you will see the answer to this question yourself.
Vidjet ćete sami odgovor na ovo pitanje.
And that is that we have very, very deep feelings of envy and anger towards Krishna.
A to je da imamo jako duboke, duboke osjećaje zavisti i ljutnje prema Krišni.
We don't like the fact that he is God and we are not.
Ne sviđa nam se činjenica da je on Bog, a ne mi.
And these are very strong feelings and very deep feelings.
I to su vrlo snažni i duboki osjećaj.
At the same time as we go on chanting Hare Krishna.
U isto vrijeme kako nastavljamo mantrati Hare Krishna.
We see how wonderful Krishna is.
Vidimo kako je prekrasan Krishna.
We see that having feelings of anger and envy towards Krishna is the greatest foolishness.
I vidimo da imati te osjećaje ljutnje i zavisti prema Krishni najveća budalaština.
And then we become sorry and humble.
I onda postajemo ponizni i postane nam žal.
Most of us are very afraid of humility.
Većina nas se jako boji poniznosti.
We're afraid that if we see our actual fault.
Bojimo se ako vidimo svoju stvarnu grešku.
That we'll just be depressed and unhappy.
Da ćemo postati nesretni i da ćemo biti depresivni.
But it is the beginning of real freedom.
Ali to je zapravo početak prave slobode.
In this picture we see how Jagga and Madai tried to attack the Lord.
Na ovoj slici vidimo kako su Jagga i Madai pokušali napasti Gospoda.
And later became repentant.
Kasnije su se pokajali.
That is the actual position of all of us.
To je stvarni položaj svih nas.
Then we also become very grateful to Krishna.
A onda postajemo vrlo zahvalni Krishna.
That is one reason that the seeing our own fault is full of joyfulness.
To je jedan od razloga zašto je vidjeti našu grešku zapravo puno radosti.
It's a mixture of great joy and great sorrow.
To je mješavina velike radosti i velike tuge.
We're very sorrowful at our foolishness.
Vrlo nam je žal zbog naše budalašti.
But we feel very joyful at Krishna's kindness.
Ali osjećamo se vrlo sretnim zbog Krišnine ljubaznosti.
He hasn't rejected us.
Nije nas odbacio.
He hasn't left us alone.
Nije nas ostavio sami.
He's given us a way to contact him.
Dao nam je način da ga kontaktiramo.
Like if you say to someone, all right, here's my phone number. Whenever you want to call me, you can call.
Baš kao da kažemo nekome, evo ti moj telefonski broj, kad god želiš me nazvat, nazovi.
Krishna says, here is my name.
Krishna kaže, evo moje ime.
Which is the same as me.
Koje je isto kao ja.
And even in a fallen condition you can chant my name.
I čak i u palom stanju možeš mantrati i pjevati moje ime.
And from the beginning of time Krishna sends his representatives.
I od pamtivijeka Krishna šalje svoje predstavnike.
Who say please come home.
Koji govore molim te vrati se doma.
Now here we see the killing of Aristasura.
Ovdje vidimo ubijanje Aristasure.
Who represents pride.
Koji predstavlja ponos.
The root of our sin in this world is pride.
I korijen našeg grijeha u ovom svijetu je ponos.
We don't admit our fault.
Ne želimo priznati našu grešku.
We don't actually see how much we are envious of Krishna.
Ne vidimo koliko smo uistinu zavidni na Krishnu.
We have so many excuses for not fixing this broken relationship.
I imamo toliko izlika za nepopravljanje ovog pokvarenog razbijenog odnosa.
We don't take responsibility for our material attachments.
Ne prihvaćamo odgovornost za naše materijalne vezanosti.
We think there's something from outside of us that are attacking us.
Mislimo da postoji nešto izvan nas koje nas napada.
And that we are just an innocent victim.
I da smo mi nevine žrtve.
We are covered there with pride and deceit.
Prekriveni smo tu sa ponosom i sa prevarom.
We are trying to hide our real nature, especially from ourselves.
Pokušavamo svoju stvarnu prirodu sakriti posebno od nas samih.
And certainly from everybody else.
I također od svih drugih.
Including from Krishna.
Uključujući Krishna.
Who of course is in our heart and can see the actual truth.
Koji je u našem srcu i može vidjeti stvarnu istinu.
We want to stay in a position of illusion.
Želimo ostati u položaju iluzije.
Where we do not see the truth ourselves.
Gdje ne vidimo istinu sami.
This illusion has to be completely destroyed.
Ova iluzija mora biti u potpunosti uništena.
In order for us to re-establish that relationship.
Kako bismo ponovo uspostavili taj odnos.
One can tell when one's advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Osoba može vidjeti kada napreduje u svjesnosti Krishne.
When this falsity is destroyed.
Ta lažnost biva uništena.
Now the problem is that we think this false nature is our real self.
Problem je što smatramo tu lažnu prirodu našim jastvom.
Therefore in the beginning of Krishna consciousness when this is being destroyed we think it's very painful.
I stoga u početku svjesnosti Krishne kada ona biva uništena onda smatramo to vrlo bolnim.
Like you were asking what do we do about the pain that Krishna gives us?
Kao što smo pitali što učiniti sa boli koju nam Krishna daje?
If you've been rolling in the mud for a very long time.
Ako ste se valjali u blatu dugo vremena.
It becomes hard.
Postaje teško.
It's sticking onto your body.
Počinje se hvatati, lijepiti za naše tijelo.
Taking it off may be very painful.
I skidati ga može biti vrlo bolno.
And we're thinking I am this mud.
A mi mislimo ja jesam ovo blato.
This is my real self.
Ovo je moje stvarno jastvo.
It feels very frightening to us.
I to nam je vrlo zastrašujuće.
To have our false ego be dissolved.
Da naš lažni ego bude uništen.
We're afraid that we'll lose ourselves.
Bojimo se da ćemo izgubiti svoj identitet.
So I had a very interesting conversation with some devotees.
Imala sam vrlo zanimljiv razgovor sa jednim bhaktom.
Actually, we were talking about this in Karlovac, but again yesterday with some devotees here.
Jučer pričali smo zapravo o tom u Karlovcu, ali također i jučer sa nekim bhaktom.
How Krishna consciousness is free.
Kako je svjesnost Krishne slobodna.
It's on the platform of freedom.
Nalazi se na nivou slobode.
And everything we do in Krishna consciousness.
I sve što činimo u svjesnosti Krishne.
Should be an act of voluntary giving.
Treba biti čin dobrovoljnog davanja.
How Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that charity in the mode of passion is when you're giving because you feel you have to.
I kao što Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Giti da je milostinja buni strasti kada dajemo iz osjećaja da moramo.
Some authority told me I should.
Neki autoritet mi je rekao da bih trebao dati.
And afterwards you lament, I wish I hadn't done that.
I poslije toga jadikujemo da bar to nisam napravio.
And that many times in spiritual life we do this.
I da mnogo puta u duhovnom životu to i činimo.
We do this to ourselves or to others.
To činimo sebi ili drugima.
I don't want to chant my rounds, but I have to.
Ne želim mantrati, ali moram.
I don't want to go to the program, but I have to.
Ne želim ići na program, ali moram.
And after a while we say, why am I doing this?
Nakon nekog vremena počinjemo se pitati, zašto ja to uopće radim?
So I was telling the devotees in Karlovac, don't do this to yourself.
I Bhaktama u Karlovcu sam govorila, nemojte si to učiniti.
Be honest.
Budite iskreni.
Say, I'm chanting my rounds because I want...
Recite, mantram svoje krugove jer želim.
Maybe I want to be faithful to my vow.
Možda želim biti vjeran svom zavjetu.
Maybe I want to get closer to Krishna.
Možda želim postati bliže Krishni.
Maybe so many reasons why I'm choosing to chant my rounds.
Može biti toliko razloga zbog kojih izabirem mantrati krugove.
Or why I'm choosing to come to the temple.
Ili zašto izabirem doći u hram.
I said, make sure everything you're doing, you do because you want to do it.
I govorim, pobrinite se da sve što činite, radite jer to želite učiniti.
And that you be honest about your own desires.
I da budete iskreni u svezi vaših osobnih želja.
And then people said a very funny thing.
I onda su ljudi rekli jednu vrlo smiješnu stvar.
I can't do that.
Ne mogu to učiniti.
If I stop saying I have to,
ako prestanem govoriti da moram,
then I wouldn't do things anymore.
Onda više neću činiti te stvari.
They said, and don't you have to tell new devotees that they have to?
I zar ne trebaš reći novim baktama da moraju?
Someone even said, well, people are coming from the mode of ignorance, so isn't it good to have them in the mode of passion?
Neko je čak rekao, pa ljudi dolaze iz gune neznanja, zar nije napredak da se nađu u guni strasti?
And the people I talked to last night said the same thing.
I ljudi s kojima sam sinoć pričao su također rekli istu stvar.
If I didn't say I have to, I wouldn't do anything.
Da ne kažem mora, ne bi ništa radio.
And I said, how are you going to come to the truth through something that's false?
I onda sam rekla, kako ćeš doći do istine kroz nešto što je lažno?
It's false that you have to.
Lažno je da moraš.
You don't have to.
Ne moraš.
You have to exist.
Moraš postojati.
And you have to serve.
I moraš služiti.
And everything else is a choice.
Sve ostalo je izbor.
That's honesty.
To je iskrenost.
So we become very afraid.
Stoga postajemo uplašeni.
If I live in the truth,
ako živim u istinu,
then I won't do good things anymore.
Onda više neću činiti dobre stvari.
I have to live in a lie in order to do good things.
Moram živjeti u laži kako bi činio dobre stvari.
This is the way we think about all of our material attachments.
To je način na koji mislimo o svim našim materijalnim vezama.
I need them.
Trebaju mi.
I must have these material attachments.
Moram imati te materijalne vezama.
If I wasn't greedy, I wouldn't go to work.
Da nisam pohlepan, ne bi išao na posao.
If I wasn't lusty, I wouldn't take care of my wife or my husband.
Da nisam poželjan, ne bi se brinio za svoju ženu ili muža.
So when Krishna starts breaking these,
i kad Krishna počne razbijati te,
we become very afraid.
Postanemo vrlo uplašeni.
Don't take away my false things.
Nemoj oduzeti moje lažne stvari.
Then what will I do?
Što ću onda raditi?
My whole life will fall apart.
Moj čitav život će se raspasti.
We resist.
I stoga se opirem.
We think it's very painful.
Smatramo to vrlo bolno.
And that's why the process can take a long time.
I upravo zbog toga proces može trajati dugo vremena.
Because Krishna is not going to take away the false things unless you want him to.
Jer Krishna neće oduzeti i odnijeti te lažne stvari ako to mi ne želimo.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says there's no compulsion in spiritual life.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je rekao da nema prisile u duhovnom životu.
Krishna will show you your false things.
Krishna će vam pokazati lažne stvari.
And then he'll say, now what would you like to do?
I onda će pitati, što bi sad želio učiniti?
Just like he did to Arjuna.
Baš kao što je to učinio Arjuna.
You say, no, I have to live in a lie.
Ako kažemo, ne, moram živjeti u laži.
I can't be honest with myself.
Ne mogu biti iskren prema sebi.
Or else my whole life would fall apart.
Inače, čitav život će mi se raspasti.
Then we see the process of purification as very painful.
I onda gledamo na proces pročišćenja kao na nešto vrlo bolno.
But as one actually lets go of these false things,
ali kako osoba istinski napusti te lažne stvari,
we find that the real self is much nicer than the false self.
Otkrivamo da je naše stvarno jastvo puno bolje nego naše lažno.
We start being excited about this process of getting clean.
I postajemo uzbuđeni u vezi tog procesa pročišćenja.
And what seems like pain in the beginning becomes great delight.
I ono što nam se u početku čini kao bol postaje veliki užitak.
As we progress, we start becoming actually honest.
I kako napredujemo, postajemo zapravo iskreni.
We become honest about our own desires.
U svezi naših želja.
We become honest about what we've done right and what we've done wrong.
U svezi stvari koje smo učinili dobro, stvari koje smo učinili pogrešno.
We honestly see that we're a soul.
Iskreno vidimo da smo duša.
And we honestly see that our illusion is completely our responsibility.
I također vidimo da je iluzija koju se nalazimo u potpunosti naša odgovornost.
At the same time, we're able to love Krishna more and more and more.
A u isto vrijeme volimo Krishnu sve više i više.
Then we start to think, yes, I want more and more and more of this Krishna consciousness.
I onda počinjemo razmišljati, da, želim sve više i više ove svjesnosti Krishna.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Nadam se da vam je bilo lijepo.
So I wonder if there's any questions.
Možda ako ima neko pitanje.
Yes.
Why is it so that there are so few people in Krishna consciousness actually saying what you said now? Because so many people are saying you have to do this, you have to do that, especially to new people coming to.
Pitanje je zašto toliko malo ljudi u svjesnosti Krišne govori, posebno novim ljudima, suprotno do ovoga što je Mataji Urmila rekla, odnosno govori moraš napraviti ovo, moraš napraviti ovo.
What I assume is what they mean to say is if you want to love Krishna, this is the way to do it.
Pretpostavljam da ono što oni žele reći je ako želiš voljeti Krišnu, onda to moraš ovako napraviti.
Which is very different than you have to do this.
Što je vrlo drugačije od moraš to napraviti.
But sometimes we forget the other part of the sentence.
Ali ponekad zaboravimo taj drugi dio rečenice.
But each of us should at least remember that.
Ali svako od nas se barem treba toga sjećati.
It's just like it's raining today.
Baš kao danas pada kiša.
I can say if you want to stay dry.
Mogu reći ako želiš ostati suh.
You have to have some kind of a protective something.
Moraš imati neku vrstu zaštite.
You don't have to stay dry.
Ne moraš ostati suh.
That's a choice.
To je izbor.
I can say, I want to get wet.
Mogu reći, želim pokrisnut.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
What we're supposed to do, we're supposed to understand properly what the person is saying beyond the words.
Yes.
Like, trying to go deeper than.
Yes.
Dakle, ono što trebamo napraviti je ući dublje, u dublji smisao tih riječi koje
and čujemo. That's an important thing to do.
But that's not easy for everybody to do.
No, it isn't.
To je bitna stvar za učiniti, ali to nije lako za napraviti. Nije.
I mean, it's, you know, you have to be intelligent. You have to think deeper about it.
Yeah.
Moramo biti inteligentni.
I agree.
Da uđemo dublje.
That's not a bad thing.
A to nije loša stvar.
But there I see many times that people damage their spiritual life or the spiritual life of others by trying to teach truth with falsity.
Ali često vidim da ljudi unište svoj život, duhovni život ili duhovni život drugih pokušavajući ljudi dovesti do istine sa lažnim stvarima.
You can only get to transcendence from the mode of goodness.
Do transcendencije možemo doći jedino kroz gunu vrline.
And the mode of goodness in Sanskrit is called sattva, which means truth.
A guna vrline se na sanskritu naziva sattva, što znači istina.
And the truth is that the only two things we have to do are to exist and to serve.
A istina je da jedine dvije stvari koje moramo napraviti je da služimo i da postojimo.
Those two things we don't have a choice about.
Te dvije stvari oko toga nemamo izbor.
I cannot say now I'm not going to exist anymore.
Ne mogu reći više neću postojati.
And I cannot say I'm not going to give.
I ne mogu reći neću da prestaću davati.
I'm designed to give.
Jer smo mi dizajnirani, napravljeni da dajemo.
I can decide who and when and how I'm going to give, but I can't say I'm not going to give anymore.
Mogu odlučiti kome, kada i gdje ću davati, ali ne mogu prestati davati.
But everything else is a choice.
Ali sve ostalo je izbor.
And whenever we really, Prabhupada says Maya is within the mind.
Prabhupada kaže Maja se nalazi unutar uma.
It's how you think about something.
To je način na koji razmišljamo nešto.
So if I look at things I'm doing in life that are actually my choices.
Ako pogledam na stvari koje radim u životu, koje su moji izbor.
If I think of it in terms of force and obligation.
Ako razmišljam o njima u smislu prisile i obaveze.
I'm covering myself with the mode of passion.
Prekrivam se gunom strasti.
Now the mode of passion is happy in the beginning and miserable at the end.
A ona je sretna u početku i puna patnje na kraju.
So if I tell myself or tell other people that you have to do this, 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 many things will get done in the beginning.
I ako govorim ljudima moraš ovo napraviti, moraš ovo napraviti, moraš ovo napraviti, onda puno stvari će biti učinjeno u početku.
But after some time nobody will want to do anything.
Ali nakon nekog vremena više niko neće htjeti raditi ništa.
And this is exactly what happens.
I to je upravo ono što se i dešava.
Yeah, it's much easier to say you have to.
Oh, yes.
To psychologically, you know,
of
psychologically
course.
Talk to
yes. Što je u biti puno lakše reći moraš, nego ući dublje, pokušati objasniti osobu.
It's happy in the beginning and miserable at the end.
To je sretno na početku, a puno patnje na kraju.
Whereas sattvaguna is difficult in the beginning and happy in the end.
Dok je sattvaguna teška na početku, ali sretna na kraju.
Because you really have to think, what am I doing this for?
Jer zbilja moramo razmišljati, zašto ja ovo radim?
We're afraid, maybe I won't do it anymore.
Bojimo se, možda onda ja to više neću raditi.
That probably won't happen.
To se vjerovatno neće desiti.
There probably is a reason you want to do it.
Vjerovatno postoji razlog zašto to želimo učiniti.
And if your reasons are bad, maybe you should change something.
A ako su naši razlozi loši, onda možda trebamo nešto promijeniti.
If you figure out, oh, the only reason I'm going to the temple is so they'll let me, here you don't have an ashram, but some places there's an ashram. People might say the only reason I'm coming to the program is so they give me a place to sleep.
Tako ljudi mogu reći jedini razlog zašto dolazim na program je u hram je zato što me onda puste da tu spavam.
So then either you should change your mentality or change your behavior.
I onda trebamo ili promijeniti svoj mentalitet ili svoje ponašanje.
I mean, when Arjuna said, listen, the only reason I'm fighting is for materialistic reasons.
Kad je Arjuna rekao, slušaj, jedini razlog zbog kojeg se borim su zapravo materijalni razlog.
So I'll just won't fight.
Pa se neću boriti.
Krishna said, no, change your consciousness.
Krishna je rekao, ne, promijeni svoju svjesnost.
So if I find that I'm doing spiritual things for the wrong reason, I can change my consciousness.
I ako uvidim da duhovne stvari radim zbog pogrešnih razloga, mogu promijeniti svoju svjesnost.
But how do I change my consciousness if I'm not honest about what it is?
Ali kako uopće mogu promijeniti svjesnost ako nisam iskren prema sebi o čemu se zapravo radi?
Then I'm deceitful.
Onda sam prevarant.
And who am I deceiving?
I koga varam?
Not Krishna.
Ne Krishna.
He already knows what my real motives are.
On već poznaje naše prave motive.
Maybe I'm fooling a few other people.
Možda varam još nekoliko ljudi.
Maybe.
Možda.
Who am I fooling?
Ali koga zapravo varam?
Myself only.
Samog sebe.
And it catches up with you.
I to nas sustigne.
Yes.
Ja živeš na Hrvatsku. Ponekad mislimo da ćemo pomoći nekome, nekoj osobi i kažemo neke stvari, dakle, mislimo iskreno, želimo s najboljom namjerom pomoći nekoj osobi u njenom duhovnom životu i kažemo neke stvari na način koji tu osobu zapravo obeshrabri zbog našeg neznanja. I sad me zanima zašto je ta osoba trebala naići baš na mene u mom neznanju da na taj način pomogne. Zašto nije naišla na nekoga ko će reći stvari na način koji je neće bez hrane?
You can remember all that to translate.
He says that...
No, talking to the mic.
Okay.
Sometimes we have an honest reason why we want to help someone, but due to our ignorance We say things in such a way that we actually inspire this person. So his question is, why is it that this person had to run, had to come to us and not to somebody who is more qualified? Why is it that this situation happened that he ran into us instead of someone who is not in ignorance? Jednostavno bi trebali djelovati prema ljudima fino počevši od danas.
And if you've dealt with someone badly in the past, just go and apologize to them.
Ako smo prema nekome djelovali na pogrešan način u prošlosti, jednostavno se trebamo ispričati.
Are you wondering whether or not it's their karma to have you as a bad authority?
Pitaš se da li možda postoji karma zbog toga što ta osoba ima tebe kao autoritet.
Just apologize, please.
Jednostavno se trebamo ispričati.
Don't blame their karma.
Nemojmo kriviti karmu te osobe.
I'm sure they have some bad karma, but just apologize.
Sigurno imaju neku lošu karmu, ali trebamo se jednostavno ispričati.
And start doing it right now.
I počnimo to činiti sada.
I'm going to treat you badly, but it's because it's your bad karma.
Ponašaj se prema tebi loše, ali to je zato što je to tvoja loša karma.
That's their story.
To je njihova priča.
And you don't have to worry about their story.
Ne moramo se briniti za njihovu priču.
Worry about your story.
Trebamo se briniti za našu priču.
Yes.
Sometimes people say I will chant 4 rounds but more focused rather than 16 but completely spaced out.
I'm going to start laughing again.
So what would be
that's one of the funniest things people say. Why'd you say that in Korean?
Ponekad ljudi kaže bolje mantra 4 kruga ali koncentrirano nego 16 space out.
I don't know where this choice comes from.
Ne znam odakle dolazi taj izbor.
If you can chant 4 good rounds,
ako možemo mantrati 4 dobra kruga,
then you can chant 4 good rounds.
Onda možemo mantrati 4 dobra kruga.
So you could chant 4 good rounds and 12 space out rounds.
Možemo mantrati 4 dobra i 12 space out.
What is this? How do people get this choice between 4 good rounds and 16 bad rounds?
Maybe they don't want to make offenses to the Holy Name.
No, we just repeat what I said.
Odakle ljudima taj izbor da mantraju 4 kruga dobra ili 16 space out?
This makes no logical sense at all.
To nema nikakvog smisla.
Now also, if out of your 16 rounds, 4 of them are very good.
Ako od naših 16, 4 su dobre.
And the other 12 are not so good.
A ostalih 12 nisu baš dobro.
Then at least you're meeting your vow.
Barem ispunjavamo zavet.
That counts for something.
A to ipak vrijedi nešto.
Sometimes I ask people, how do you know if somebody's sincere?
Ponekad pitam ljude, kako možete znati da li je neko iskren?
Let's say you run a business.
Recimo da imamo posao.
How do you know that an employee is sincere?
Kako možemo znati da je zaposlenik iskren?
How do you know?
He gives his best.
Ako radi najbolje što može.
What's the first thing he's got to do?
Šta je prva stvar koju mora napraviti?
He's got to come to the job.
Mora doći na posao.
He's got to show up.
Mora se pojaviti.
So you chant whatever vow you've taken for chanting, at least you're showing up.
I stoga koji god zavjet da smo dali za mantranje, bar smo se pojavili na posao.
That counts for something.
I to vrijedi za nešto.
That's not nothing.
To nije ništa.
And if you can chant 4 good rounds,
i ako možemo mantrati 4 dobra kruga,
honestly, then you really can chant 16.
Onda možemo mantrati 16 dobrih.
This is a very strange choice.
To je vrlo čudan izbor.
I've never understood this.
Nikad to nisam shvatila.
Well, how does this choice?
I kako uopće dolazi do tog izbora?
Anyway, we should try to chant all of our rounds good rounds.
Trebamo pokušati chantati sve krugove dobre krugove.
We should try to make all of our time with Krishna good quality time.
Trebamo svo sve vrijeme s Krishnom učiniti kvalitetnim vremenom.
Is that alright? I always find that question very funny. Yes.
I've noticed that sometimes in Krishna consciousness we find either association or situations where we can try to justify our lack of standards.
Okay.
So do you have any, and then we feel I'm a good devotee because I have association of others who are also not good devotees as me, but because everyone around me has bad standards, then I'm okay. Nobody tells me that I have to improve. So, do you have any tips how we can avoid such a mentality and such an association?
Can you say that in Croatian?
Yeah. Ponekad možemo vidjeti u svjesnosti Krišne da tražimo, ponekad u svjesnosti Krišne možemo vidjeti da tražimo ili društvo, ili situaciju, ili situacije, makar i nesvjesno, da... Okay. Ponekad u svjesnosti Krišne možemo vidjeti da tražimo ili situacije, ili društvo, tako, među baktama, pa makar i nesvjesno, gdje možemo opravdavati svoj nedostatak standarda. Pa se okružimo ili nađemo društvo bakta koji također nema dobre standarde i onda pošto oko nas u društvu svi imaju takve, ja sam ok, mogu smatrati da sam dobar bakta. Pa se pitam Mato Đurmin, ima li takav savjet kako izbjegavati takav mentalitet i takvo družanje?
Well, just like I was talking about that our biggest problem is deceit and falsity.
Baš kao što sam pričala da je naš najveći problem prevara i neiskrenost.
That's the meaning of Maya, that which is not.
To je značenje Maje, onoga što nije.
So our tendency is to try to have things that are bad look good.
I stoga je naša tendencija, sklonost da stvari koje izgledaju loše, da ih prikažemo dobro.
You know, it's if you're a materialistic person and you can pretend you're a spiritual person, then you feel a lot better about your life.
Ako ste materialista, ali se možete pretvarati da ste duhovnjak, onda se osjećate puno bolje, ugodnije u vezi vašeg života.
You put a little few angel statues and crystals up in your room or something.
Stavite par statua anđela ili par kristala u vašoj sobi.
And then you think, yes, I'm very spiritual.
I onda mislite, ja sam jako duhovni.
So we have this tendency.
I stoga i mi imamo tu tendenciju.
I'll put some pictures of Krishna in my room.
Stavit ću nekoliko slika Krišna u svoj sobi.
I have a little altar.
Imam oltar.
That, you know, never take care of the deities, but they're there on the altar.
Nikad se ne brinem za njih, ali tu su na altaru.
At least I go through the ritual of offering my food.
Barem prolazim kroz ritual nuđenja hrane.
And that way we feel comfortable.
I na taj način se osjećamo ugodno.
So this is how to deal with this. This is our choice.
Kako se nositi s tim, to je naš izbor.
Do you want to try to just stay at a level?
Želimo li ostati na nekom nivou?
Do you want to go forward? Do you want to go back?
Želimo li ići naprijed, nazad?
Do you want to know why we do that?
Želimo li znati zašto to radimo?
Fear.
Strah.
We're afraid of seeing the truth.
Bojimo se vidjeti istinu.
Because there's something in the truth that we don't want to see.
Jer u istini postoji nešto što ne želimo vidjeti.
At all.
Uopće.
And that is that it's my responsibility that I'm an illusion.
A to je da je moja odgovornost što sam u iluziji.
100%.
100%.
And I'm a wonderful spiritual being.
I da sam ja prekrasno duhovno biće.
And Krishna is wonderful.
I Krishna je prekrasna.
We don't want to see those things.
Ne želimo vidjeti te stvari.
They'll necessitate taking some responsibility.
Jer one zahtijevaju preuzimanje odgovornosti.
Just like the devotee was asking me last night, do you have to feel guilty?
Baš kao što me Bahta pitao sinoć, da li trebamo osjećati krivim?
What is it we're afraid of?
Čega se bojimo?
We're afraid of facing our crime.
Bojimo se suočavanja s našim zločinom.
You know, as soon as my sister wanted to see me, I went to see her.
Čim me sestra poželjela vidjeti, odmah sam je otišla vidjeti.
She was the one who broke the relationship.
Ona je bila ta koja je prekinula odnos.
But the moment she wanted to see me, I went to see her.
Ali čim me željela vidjeti, odmah sam je otišla vidjeti.
I didn't hold any grudge against her.
Nisam joj zamjera.
So Krishna feels the same way.
I Krishna se osjeća isto tako.
Why did my sister break the relationship? It was just foolish.
Zašto je moja sestra prekinula ta odnos? To je jednostavno bilo budalstvo.
Because I wasn't following the same religious rituals that she follows.
Jer nisam slijedila iste religijske rituale koje ona slijedi.
I never hated her.
Nikad je nisam mrzio.
Always loved her.
Uvijek sam je voljela.
I was just waiting for her to want to reestablish the relationship.
I samo sam čekala da ona poželi ponovo uspostaviti taj odnos.
Wasn't that when she finally said come to my house, I didn't yell at her.
Nije da sam se počela derat na nju kad je napokon rekla dođi u moju kuću.
I didn't say now you better feel guilty.
Nisam rekla bolje ti je da sad osjećaš krim.
For all those years you wouldn't talk to me.
Sve te godine nisi pričala sa mnom.
I was so happy.
Bila sam jako sretna.
Well, Krishna feels the same way.
I Krishna se osjeća na isti način.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Ničega se ne trebamo bojati.
But we're afraid.
Ali bojimo se.
So you see that the majority of people don't push on through real humility.
I vidimo da većina ljudi ne dolazi do te stvarne poniznosti.
They either they turn back or they stay at a certain point, but they don't push forward.
Ili se vraćaju nazad ili stoje na nekom nivou, ali ne idu naprijed.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yanuti siddhana yatatam api siddhana kaschid manveti tatvata. Out of many thousands, one tries for perfection. Out of all those who try, one achieves.
Od mnogo tisuća jedan teži savršenstvo, a od njih mnogo tisuća tek jedan dostiže.
Not because it's so hard.
Ne zato što je tako teško.
It's natural for us to be perfect.
Prirodno je za nas biti savršen.
It's our natural state.
To je naše prirodno stanje.
But just because we're scared.
Ali to je jednostavno jer se bojimo.
Because we're proud.
Jer smo ponosni.
It's just that.
To je samo to.
And it's nothing more than that.
Ništa više od toga.
So how do you solve the problem?
Kako riješiti problem?
You have to want to associate with people who are willing to go through humility.
Moraš se željeti družiti s ljudima koji su voljni proći kroz poniznost.
And you see, well, they're genuinely humble and they're happy.
I vidiš, oni su istinski ponizni i sretni su.
In fact, they're a lot happier than I am.
U biti, puno su sretniji od mene.
I guess it's not going to be so bad.
Možda i neće biti tako loše.
In fact, they say it's wonderful.
Zapravo oni kažu da je to prekrasno.
And you get some courage.
I onda dobijemo hrabrost.
Maybe I'll actually get in the shower.
Možda ću se zapravo i otuširati.
I remember a year or so ago I was talking with one devotee.
Sjećam se prije nekoliko godina pričao sam s jednim bhaktom.
He was talking to me all about relationship problems he was having.
Pričao mi o problemima u odnosima koje imao.
With his guru and with other leaders.
Sa svojim guruom, sa drugim vođama.
And I could see he had some anger and resentment and bitterness in his heart.
I vidjela sam da ima neku gorčinu, ljutnju u svome srcu.
I said, look, why don't you go pray to Krishna and ask him to show you what's the real problem in your heart?
I rekla sam mu, zašto se ne odeš moliti Krishni da ti pokaže koji je stvarni problem u tvome srcu?
So I don't want to do that.
Ne želim to napraviti.
Who knows what he's going to show me?
Ko zna što će mi pokazati?
I was talking to him for a while.
Pričao sam s njim neko vrijeme.
And at one point,
i u jednom trenutku,
his whole face changed.
Njegovo cijelo lice se promijenilo.
He relaxed.
Opustio se.
He said, I really want to be clean.
I rekao je, zbilja želim biti čist.
And I thought, yes.
I mislio sam, da.
And 2 minutes later, no, I can't do that.
I 2 minute nakon toga, ne mogu to napraviti.
So it was It was at a big festival.
To je bila na velikom festivalu.
So every day or so I'd see him again.
I svako par dana bi ga vidjela.
I'd say, did you get the courage up to ask Krishna?
I pitala bi ga, jesi dobio hrabrosti da pitaš Krishna?
Not yet.
Ne još.
At a certain point you get the courage.
I u određenom trenutku dobijemo hrabrost.
And then spiritual realization, Prabhupada says, it's a moment's business.
I onda duhovna spoznaja je stvar trenutka.
Why do we say it's a gradual process?
Zašto kažemo da je to postepen proces?
Because it takes a long time to have enough courage to do it.
Jer potrebno je dugo vremena da dobijemo hrabrost, smognemo hrabrost da to učinimo.
What you're doing in the beginning stages is you're just gaining the faith and the courage.
I ono što radimo u početnim fazama je da skupljamo hrabrost i vjeru.
To actually surrender.
Da se uistinu predamo.
Well, the only way to do that is you associate with people who have that faith.
Jedini način da to učinimo je da se družimo sa osobama koje imaju tu vjeru.
Which means reading the books.
Što znači čitanje knjiga.
Associating in person.
Druženje osobno.
Also it means chanting with attention.
Također i znači mantranje s pažnjom.
Then you're in association with Krishna.
Onda smo u društvu Krishna.
He has the most faith.
On ima najviše vjere.
You can't force somebody out into the light.
Ne možemo nekoga prisiliti da izađe na svjetlo.
Also, you know, if I'm not at prema bhakti.
Također ako ja nisam na stupnju prema bhakti.
That means essentially I have the same problem.
To znači da u osnovi imam isti problem.
So who am I to say anything about anybody else?
I stoga ako sam ja da išta govorim o ikom drugom.
I can't criticize anybody else.
Ne mogu kritizirati nikog drugog.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Yes.
Čini se da ponekad kao da nemamo razloga da se predajemo Krišni. Znači, da mi da volimo Krišni sve te stvari koje nam savjetu da bi možda trebali raditi. Pa mi se čini, možda grešim, ali da li bi ga ona mogla reći neke od razloga zašto bi mi to morali napraviti? Razumiješ kako ti ja možda? Nisam možda baš osobno. Se razumijem tu razpredu.
Jesam, ne znamo zašto bi to trebali napraviti.
Nemamo te razloge možda. Ili su dovoljno duboki da nas pokrenu.
Kao kad si gladan pa imaš razlog da nešto
skuši. Nešto jedeš.
Kad nisi gladan onda poticaj.
Poticaj, nemamo taj poticaj. Da idemo naprijed, se predajemo to.
The same that sometimes we feel we don't have this motivation or reasons why to go further, why to be with Krishna. We're not inspired enough. So can you tell something about this, how we can get these reasons, how we can get this motivation?
Yeah, actually I have a really nice show here for that.
Zapravo imam
That was really good. That was right on cue, huh? Now I should tell you this isn't my show.
Ovo nije moja prezentacija.
Yeah, it's put together by somebody else.
Složio je neko drugi.
And I probably would want to do some more work on it before I would show it.
Vjerojatno bi trebalo još malo raditi na njoj prije nego što je pokažem.
It's got too much English in it.
Ima previše engleskog u sebi.
I would probably take away the English and have just more pictures. So if you can keep that in mind.
I ako možete to imati, uzeti u obzir.
So I'll go through this pretty fast.
Proćemo brzo kroz ovo.
How to be enthusiastic?
Kako biti entuzijastičan?
That was the question, right?
To je bilo pitanje.
How to get the reason to go
on? How to get the reason to go on, okay. So here we have all the words for enthusiasm.
Ovdje imamo različite riječi za entuzijazam.
Can you read that in Croatian?
Strast, divljenje, užitak, entuzijazam, ukus.
Ukus.
Obuzetost, žal.
Okay. So we're not going to see all of this. Okay, so here's people who are very enthusiastic.
Evo ljudi koji su vrlo entuzijastični.
And nobody thinks this is strange in the world.
Niko u svijetu ne smatra ovo čudnim.
But if we're just as enthusiastic for Krishna, then they think that there's something wrong with that.
Ali ako smo mi isto tako entuzijastični za Krishna, onda smatraju da je tu nešto čudno.
So people think that you can be enthusiastic about anything except for God.
I ljudi misle da možeš biti entuzijastičan za bilo šta osim Boga.
You can be enthusiastic about your work, about your family, about your sports team, but not about God.
Možeš biti entuzijastičan u vezi svog posla, u vezi svoje obitelji, u vezi svoga nogometnog tima, ali ne u vezi Boga.
Okay. Now here's a letter from Prabhupada where he's saying that we should work with great zeal and enthusiasm.
I tu je pismo Prabhupada gdje kaže da trebamo raditi sa velikim ushićenjem i entuzijazmom.
Okay, now here, why is it we lose those reasons?
I zašto gubimo te razloge?
Okay, I'm sorry, he doesn't have the right diacritics in this. I just got this and I didn't get a chance to fix it yet, so please excuse that. All right, so one reason we can lose our enthusiasm is that our life is not balanced.
Jedan od razloga zbog koji možemo izgubiti entuzijazam je da naš život nije izbalansiran.
If we don't take care of the needs of our body and mind,
ako se ne brinemo za potrebe svog tijela i uma,
those can become so strong.
Oni mogu postati tako jake
that it's hard to think of reasons to go on in our spiritual life.
Da teško dolazimo do razloga zašto nastaviti u duhovnom životu.
You know, if you're really, really, really tired,
ako ste zbilja, zbilja, zbilja umorni,
it's hard to think of any reason to do anything spiritual.
Teško je naći razlog za učiniti bilo šta duhovno.
Or if you're really thirsty,
ili ako ste zbilja, zbilja željni,
it's just like, why should I do anything spiritual?
Zašto bih radio išta duhovno?
There's a famous psychologist, Abraham Maslow, that came up with what he called the hierarchy of needs.
Jedan poznati psiholog je došao do onoga što je on nazvao hijerarhijom potreba.
He says first you need to have your physiological needs satisfied.
Prvo je potrebno da zadovoljimo naše fiziološke potrebe.
And it's very hard to go for higher things unless you first taken care of the lower things.
I vrlo je teško otići ka višim stvarima ako nismo zadovoljili niže.
Now obviously there are some exceptions.
Naravno postoje neke iznimke.
You might be, you know, put unjustly in prison and your needs aren't taken care of and you can become very religious.
Možemo biti stavljeni nepravedno u zatvor i naše tjelesne potrebe nisu ispunjene, ali ipak možemo postati vrlo religiozni.
But just like I recently gave a class in Russia and the room had probably about 5 times more people in it than it was designed for.
Baš kao što sam prije nekoliko dana dala predavanje u Rusiji i u sobi je bilo 5 puta više ljudi nego za što je bila napredviđena.
And it was in the middle of the day.
I bila je usred dana.
It was a very hot day.
Bio je vrlo topal, vruć dan.
And the room had no windows.
Soba nije imala prozora.
So people couldn't focus on their spiritual needs.
Ljudi se nisu mogli usredotočiti na svoje duhovne potrebe.
It was very hard for them to think of a good reason to listen to the class.
Bilo je vrlo teško za njih da nađu dobar razlog zašto slušati predavanje.
Because what's the first need of the body?
Jel koja je prva potreba tijela?
Air.
Zrak.
And what after air?
I šta poslije zraka?
You can live without water for about 7 to 10 days.
Bez vode možemo 7 do 10 dana živjeti.
What kind of comfort?
Space.
Temperature.
Temperatura.
You have to have the right temperature.
Morate imati temperaturu.
So there wasn't enough oxygen in that room.
Nije bilo dovoljno kisika.
And it was much too hot.
I bila je prevruć.
And because those things were not taken care of.
I zbog toga što te dvije stvari nisu bile zbrinute.
People found it very, very hard to think, why should I want to listen?
Ljudi su našli vrlo teškim naći razlog zašto ostati i slušati.
So make sure your life is in balance.
Stoga je potrebno da nam je život u balansu.
So here he's giving some examples.
Ovdje daje nekoliko primjera.
If you don't work enough, if you work too much.
Ako ne radiš dovoljno, radiš previše.
So he says probably some of us need to work more and some of us need to work less.
I kaže vjerojatno neki od nas trebaju raditi više, a neki manje.
We have to have a balanced life.
Trebamo imati izbalansiran život.
And also it can be you're doing too much for other people.
Ili radiš previše za druge ljude.
You're exhausted.
I izmoren si.
I have one friend who's a counselor.
Imam jednog prijatelja koji je savjetnik.
She said, "Don't ever call me on the phone."
I ona je rekla, nemoj me nikad zvati na telefon.
Just email me.
Samo mi pošalji email.
All day long I'm helping people.
Cijeli dan pomažem ljudima.
And I can't hear people's voices anymore.
Više ne mogu slušati uopće ljude.
So you can't give too much.
Ne možemo dati previše.
And you can't just take care of yourself.
Ne možemo samo brinuti o sebi.
You've got to take care of your own needs and also give.
Moramo brinuti o svojim potrebama, ali također i davati.
Another reason, and this happens very often with devotees.
Još jedan razlog, ovo se često dešava kod bhakta.
Is we're not engaging our propensities in Krishna service.
A to je da ne angažiramo svoje sklonosti u službi Krishna.
We think surrender means I do something that's not my nature.
Mislimo predaja znači raditi nešto što nije u mojoj prirodi.
If I use my nature in Krishna service,
ako koristim svoju prirodu u službi Krishna,
I'll automatically feel very enthused in my spiritual life.
Odmah ćemo se osjećati entuzijastičnim u duhovnom životu.
It's what I'm designed to do.
To je ono za što sam napravljen da činim.
I'm designed to use my nature in Krishna service.
Napravljen sam da koristim svoju prirodu u službu Krishna.
Immediately I'll feel meaning and satisfaction in my life.
I odmah ću osjetiti zadovoljstvo i svrhu u svom životu.
I won't need to find some intellectual reason.
Neću trebati naći neki intelektualni razlog.
It will just be natural.
Biće mi prirodno.
And just like our god brother Jayananda Prabhu.
Baš kao Jayananda Prabhu.
One time devotees asked him, "How do you make spiritual advancement?"
Jednom su ga bhakte pitali kako duhovno napreduje.
He said, "I'm too happy in my service to even think about it."
A on je rekao, presretan sam u svojoj službi da bi uopće razmišljao o tom.
So we should be so nicely engaged.
I tako i mi trebamo biti tako fino angažirani.
That of course we just want to worship Krishna.
Da, naravno da želimo služiti Krishna.
It's so exciting.
To je tako uzbudljivo.
Nobody has to convince us.
Niko nas ne treba uvjeravati.
So you think about what kind of things when I do them do I feel enlivened?
I stoga razmišljamo koje su to stvari koje kada radimo osjećam se pun života.
Do I feel like I'm alive?
Osjećam se živ.
And I regret that I have to stop and go to sleep.
I žao mi je što moram stati s tim i ići spavati.
Find that kind of thing and do it for Krishna.
Nađite takvu stvar i činite to za Krishna.
And then you'll feel the reasons for Krishna consciousness just manifesting spontaneously in your heart.
I onda ćete osjetiti kako se razlozi za svjesnost Krishna jednostavno spontano pojavljuju u vašem srcu.
Now this is a really tricky one.
I ovo je vrlo nezgoda.
If we have things we're doing we know are wrong that we haven't taken care of.
Ako imaju stvari koje radimo znamo da nisu dobre, a nismo se pobrinuli za njih.
And we feel bad about them.
I osjećamo se loše zbog njih.
Then it's very hard for us to be enthusiastic to serve Krishna.
Je vrlo teško za nas biti entuzijastičan da služimo Krishna.
Again, the biggest impediment is doing something that's false.
Opet najveća prepreka je raditi nešto lažno.
So there's many ways to deal with how would we say secret nonsense.
I postoji puno načina kako se nositi sa tajnim budalaštinama.
It may be a very small nonsense or a very big nonsense.
Male ili velike.
One way, of course, is just to stop doing it.
Jedan način je jednostavno prestati s tim.
Then you have to think of what need am I trying to satisfy.
Onda moramo razmišljati o tome koju potrebu pokušavam s tim zadovoljiti.
And how can I satisfy it in a better way?
I kako je mogu zadovoljiti na bolji način.
Just like we were talking about too much work or too little work.
Baš kao što smo pričali o previše rada ili premalo rada.
If you do too much work, the body and mind is going to demand some kind of recreation.
Ako radimo previše posla, tijelo i um će zahtijevati neku vrstu rekreacije.
If you don't give it proper recreation, it will steal improper recreation.
Ako mu ne damo pravilnu rekreaciju, ukrast će nepravilno.
I make this point sometime about people getting married.
Ponekad činim pričam o toj poanti kada se ljudi žene.
That if the parents don't help their children to find a proper husband or wife.
Ako roditelji ne pomažu djeci da pronađu dobroga muža ili ženu,
they will start looking in their own way.
Počet će gledati prema sebi.
Sami će početi
tražiti.
The girls will start dressing very attractively.
Djevojke će se početi oblačiti vrlo privlačno.
The boys will start showing off.
Dječaci će se početi pokazivati, dokazivati.
And you cannot just tell them stop that.
Ne možeš jednostavno reći prestani s tim.
You have to take care of their need.
Moraš zadovoljiti njihovu potrebu.
So often when we're doing some secret nonsense.
I često kada radimo neke tajne gluposti.
Is we're not allowing ourselves to meet that need in a proper way.
Ne dopuštamo sami sebi da tu zadovoljimo tu potrebu na pravilan način.
Or we're not convinced that Krishna will take care of everything.
Ili nismo ubijeđeni da će se Krishna pobrinuti za sve.
Krishna will even take care of my material desires.
Krishna će se pobrinuti čak i za moje materijalne želje.
A good employer also gives his employees vacations.
Dobar šef daje svojim zaposlenicima i odmore.
Bonuses.
Bonuse.
So Krishna will also do that.
I to će napraviti i Krishna.
I don't need to steal.
Ne trebam krasti.
If we have some part of our life that we think is separate from Krishna, that will also take away our reasons for serving Krishna.
Ako imamo dio života kojeg smatramo odvojenim od Krishne, on će također uzimati razloge od nas zašto da se predamo Krishna.
Another thing that can damage us is getting involved in fighting and politics.
I još jedna stvar koja nam može naštetiti je upletati se u svađe ili politike.
Especially among the devotees.
Posebice među bhaktama.
I'm thinking that that's Krishna.
Mislite da je to Krishna.
I mean, if you have some responsible position,
ako imamo neki položaj odgovornosti,
sometimes you have to get involved in things.
Ponekad se moramo uplitati u stvari.
But most of us don't need to worry about it.
Ali većina nas ne treba o tome se brinuti.
Why is this person doing that?
Zašto ova osoba radi ovo?
Why is this person not doing this?
Zašto ova osoba ne radi ovo?
And I really like what he says. Let them off your hook and put it on Krishna's hook.
Ja mi se sviđa što je tu napisao. Maknite ih sa sebe i dajte ih Krishna.
Take care of the things that are your duty.
Pobrinite se za stvari koje su vaša dužnost.
Don't do other people's duty.
Nemojte raditi dužnosti drugih ljudi.
Getting involved in fighting and conflict drains away our reasons for why we should serve Krishna.
Uplitanje u svađe i konflikte odnosi razloge zašto bi trebali služiti Krishna.
And then trying to make it on our own.
Ili pokušati da sami uspijemo.
We need the association of people who are going to help us.
Treba nam društvo bhakta koji će nam pomoći.
We need to be around people who remember why they're chanting Hare Krishna and why they're reading the books.
Trebamo biti okruženi ljudima koji se sjećaju zašto mantraju Hare Krishna, zašto čitaju.
And then to always be thinking, what is the purpose of my life?
I uvijek razmišljati, što je svrha mog života.
For that we can read the books.
Zato možemo čitati knjige.
Associate with devotees.
Družiti se s bhaktama.
I went through a very difficult time maybe after I was in the movement about 2 or 3 years.
Prošla sam kroz vrlo teški period kada sam bila u pokretu možda 2-3 godine.
Where the leaders of the temple I was in did some pretty stupid things.
Gdje su lideri hrama u kojem sam boravila učinili neke zbilja glupe stvari.
I just opened up Bhagavad Gita and started reading.
Otvorila sam Bhagavad Gitu i počela čitati.
When I got to page 10 of the introduction, I said, "Oh, that's why I'm here."
I kada sam došla do 10. strane uvoda, sjetila sam se, pa da, zato sam tu.
Okay. So these are our reasons.
Ovo su naši razlozi.
We want incredibly intense loving relationship with Krishna.
Želimo nevjerovatno intenzivan odnos ljubavi s Krishnom.
Just the way people feel intensely in love with some ordinary person.
Baš kao što ljudi osjećaju intenzivnu ljubav prema nekoj običnoj osobi.
Does that help?
Je li ti to pomaže?
Anything else?
Još nešto?
Could take just a couple more. Yes.
You mentioned in one of your answers that sometimes the devotees make a mistake of trying to bring someone to the truth by using falsehood. But I couldn't grasp this. Can you please elaborate a bit further and maybe give some examples?
Rekla je za vrijeme predavanja da ponekad bhakte pokušavaju nekoga dovesti do istine sa lažnim stvarima. Može li malo elaborirati to, možda dati neki primjer?
I was talking about the idea of trying to get people to do things through a sense of obligation and guilt and force.
Pričala sam o tome, o toj ideji da pokušavamo neke ljude dovesti do toga da čine određene stvari koristeći nekakve krivnje, prisile.
Those are all in the mode of passion.
To su sve stvari u guni strasti.
Passion and ignorance are degrees of falseness.
A strast i neznanje su različiti stupnjevi laži.
I cannot use falseness to bring people to truth.
A s njom ne mogu ljude dovesti do istine.
Is that more clear?
Je li ti sad jasni?
Okay. I want you to have a genuine relationship with Krishna.
Želim da imamo iskreni odnos sa Krishna.
Something that's authentic.
Nešto što je autentično.
An authentic relationship with Krishna means one of love.
A to znači odnos ljubavi.
Love means voluntary.
Ljubav je dobrovoljna.
You can't love somebody through force.
Ne možemo voljeti nekoga kroz silu.
That's not love, that's rape.
To nije ljubav, to je silovo.
So, if I try to get someone to love Krishna with force, I'm trying to bring them to truth through something false.
I ako pokušavam nekoga navesti da voli Krishnu kroz prisilu, onda ih do istine pokušavam dovesti sa laž.
Is that clear?
Clearer.
Clearer. Prabhupada said to the managers, be careful not to kill the spirit of enthusiastic service.
Prabhupada je rekao menadžerima, budite oprezni da ne ubijete duh iskrenog entuzijazma.
Which is individual, spontaneous and voluntary.
Koji je individualan, spontan i dobrovoljan.
As soon as you tell people you must do this, you have to do this.
Čim kažemo ljudima moraš to učiniti.
Then you are killing that spirit.
Onda ubijamo taj duh.
Which is the whole thing that we're trying to achieve.
Koje je upravo ono što pokušavamo dostići.
And don't do it to yourself either.
I nemojmo to učiniti sebi također.
That, all right? Yes, sir.
Mene zanima šta znači biti ponizan. To, to znači isto kao i biti iskren.
He's wondering what does it mean to be humble? Is this the same as being honest?
Yes.
Da.
If you're completely honest, you will be completely humble.
Ako smo potpuno iskreni, bit ćemo potpuno ponizni.
Yes, sir.
How to get an attraction for spiritual world when all we practically have are some descriptions in the books? I mean, it's easily to get frustrated with the material world, but it's not that easy to become attracted to something you actually don't know, at least you don't know it consciously. You know? So how to get attracted to that world that we practically don't know much about it? We have some descriptions, but at least for me that's not enough so far.
Can you say that in Croatian?
Znači, postoja sam pitanja, kako steći privlačnost ka materijalnom duhovnom svijetu, kad sve što zapravo mi trenutno sad imamo su neki opisi, jel? Dok je relativno lako postati frustriran sa ovim svijetom, ali nije tako lako steći tu privlačnost za taj drugi svijet o kojem ne znamo toliko puno.
It's definitely difficult.
Definitivno je teško.
I mean, again, the first thing is to see that I'm the one who separated myself.
Prva stvar koju trebamo vidjeti opet je da smo mi ti koji su se odvojili.
I don't know if you'll be happy with my answer.
Ne znam hoćeš li da li ćeš biti sretan mojim odgovorom.
But even materially, how do I become attracted to go someplace?
Ali čak i materijalno, kako ću postati privučen da odem na neko
mjesto? I read about it, I hear about it.
Čitam o tome, slušam o tome.
I talk to other people who've been there.
Pričam s ljudima koji su tu bili.
What, and until you actually go there.
Dok u istinu ne odemo tamo.
That's all that you have.
To je sve što ima.
Now, one thing is that that world exists here and now within you.
Ali jedna stvar je da taj svijet postoji sada unutar tebe.
Therefore you can experience it at least a little bit even in a beginning stage.
Stoga ga možeš iskusiti čak i malo, ako i malo na početnim stupnjevima.
So just like one time I went on a preaching engagement at a university.
Baš kao što sam jednom govorila na univerzitetu.
And a devotee went with me and brought some cookie prasadam.
S menom je otišao jedan bahta koji je nosio kolačiće.
And I saw her making the cookies in the kitchen.
I vidjela sam tu bahtinu kako je radila te kolačiće u kuhinji.
The most simple cookies you could possibly make.
Najjednostavniji kolačići koje možete napraviti.
It's like butter, sugar and flour.
Maslo, šećer i brašno.
And we brought these to the university.
I doneli smo ih na univerzitet.
And everybody said, "What's in these cookies?"
I svi su pitali što je u tim kolačima.
Give me the recipe.
Daj mi recept.
And I was standing there astonished.
Ja sam stajala tamo zapanjen.
So we've all experienced at least sometimes.
Tako da smo svi imali iskustvo toga barem ponekad.
That there's something in the prasadam.
Da ima nešto u prasadama.
That you can't explain just with the ingredients.
Što ne možemo objasniti samim sastojcima.
We may not experience that all the time.
To možda nećemo iskusiti uvijek.
But at least sometimes.
Ali ponekad.
We've had that experience.
Imali smo to iskustvo.
Or we've had an experience in a kirtan.
Ili smo imali iskustvo kirtana.
Where we have some, we feel something.
Osjećamo nešto.
That you can't explain just by the music.
Što ne možemo objasniti samom glazbom.
There may be more expert musicians playing, you know, a few blocks away.
Možda postoje ekspertni glazbenici koji sviraju nekoliko ulica dalje.
But you can't just by the instruments and the singer doesn't explain the kind of joy that you feel.
Ali jednostavno pjevačem i instrumentima ne možemo objasniti sreću koju.
It's not just the amount, but the kind of joy is quite different.
I ne radi se samo o količini, već o vrsti sreće.
Or sometimes we're reading the books.
Ili kada čitamo.
We experience a thrill that you just can't get from an ordinary book.
Imamo iskustvo ushićenja koje ne možemo dobiti običnom knjigom.
It just can't be explained materially.
Ne može biti objašnjeno materijalno.
So all those things, that's Krishna.
Sve te stvari, to je Krishna.
You're touching Krishna.
Diramo Krishnu.
Maybe just a little.
Možda samo malo.
But if that's nice.
Ali ako je to lijepo.
That gives us a little idea.
Daje nam neku ideju.
Those are really our two options.
To su naše dvije opcije.
To hear from others.
Slušati od drugih.
And to directly experience.
I direktno iskusiti.
Of course, hearing from others is a little tricky.
Naravno, slušati od drugih je malo teško.
Because we have to believe them.
Jer im moramo vjerovati.
But if Krishna is in my heart, that means the whole spiritual world is there too.
Ali ako je Krishna u našem srcu, to znači da je tu i čitav duhovni svijet.
And I think all of us have had some experience.
I mislim da smo svi mi imali neko iskustvo.
Does that help at all?
Jel to pomaže?
Yes. So these flashes during the kirtans or reading books, could they be maybe some conscious memory of spiritual world?
Memory is not necessary.
Or feeling, yeah. Where we originally once were.
Da li ti trenuci koje imamo u kirtanu ili dok čitamo knjige mogu biti ta sjećanja duhovnog svijeta, osjećaj?
Yes, but don't think of it in terms of time.
Ali nemojmo razmišljati o tome u konceptu vremena.
In one sense we've never left.
Gledajući na jedan način nismo nikada ni otišli.
It's not just some memory.
Nije to neko sjećanje.
It's there now.
Tu je sada.
And what's happening is you're just like, let's say someone in this room is sleeping.
Pretpostavimo na primjer da neko u ovoj sobi spava.
Let's say our technical man here falls, he leans against the wall.
Naš tehničar ovdje naslonio se uz zid i zaspe.
So is he in the room or is he not in the room?
Je li u sobi ili nije u sobi?
Sort of both, right?
Prilike je oboje.
So maybe, you know, maybe he had a long day at work.
Možda je imao dug dan na poslu.
And falls asleep.
I zaspe.
And every once in a while he might wake up a little bit.
I svako malo se probudi.
Oh, what's going on in the room?
Šta se dešava ovdje?
Doesn't completely wake up.
Nije se potpunosti probudio. I vrati se nazad, spava.
That's much more like what we're doing.
To je puno bliže onome što osjećam.
We're sleeping.
Spavam.
And every once in a while.
I svako malo.
We kind of sort of wake up just a little bit.
Malo se otvorimo oči.
Not fully.
Ne puno, potpunosti.
Wow, what is that?
Oh, šta je to?
I'm trying to wake up.
Pokušavamo se probuditi.
It's more like it's right here.
Tako da je to tu.
It's not just that it's a memory.
Nije da je to samo neko sjećanje.
You can think of it that way.
Možemo tako razmišljati o tome.
But that's more an analogy than the actual fact.
To je više kao analogija nego stvarna činjenica.
That I had some home and I left it and I have a memory of it. That's a way of thinking of it in terms of material time.
Da smo imali neki dom koji smo napustili, to je više kao analogija materijalno gledajući.
It's right here.
Ali to je zapravo tu.
Okay, I have to make a plane early in the morning.
Rano ujutro, hvatam avion.
I have to wake up very early.
Moram se dignu jako rano.
I hate early morning planes. So I think that I should stop.
Mislim da bi trebali stati ovdje.
Although I'm having a lot of fun.
Iako se puno zabavljam.
I will not have a lot of fun in the morning if I keep going.
Neću se zabavljati ujutro ako nastavim.
So I want to thank you all for your hospitality.
Hvala vam svima na vašem gostoprimstvu.
And I hope I've said something that's been helpful to you.
Nadam se da sam rekla nešto što vam je pomoglo.
If I've said something you think is crazy, just ignore it.
Ako sam rekla nešto što smatrate ludim, samo ignorirajte to.
And I wish you all well in your spiritual journey.
Želim vam svima sve najbolje na vašem duhovnom putovanju.
Keep going.
I nastavite ići.
Don't give up.
Nemojte odustati.
There may be storms and you may get seasick, but stay in the boat.
Možda dođe oluja i bude vam zlo, ali ostanite u brodu.
Keep going toward the light.
Nastavite ići prema svjetlu.
There'll be up times, there'll be down times.
Biće dobrih vremena, loših.
But if you keep going, you'll get to the point that it becomes not so much struggle and mostly joy.
Ali ako nastavite ići, doćete do točke gdje neće više biti toliko borbe, već uglavnom užitak.
And if you wanted to go faster,
ako želite ići brže,
pray for courage,
molite se za hrabrost,
to see the truth,
da vidite istinu.
Work on getting enough courage to want to see the truth.
Skupite dovoljno hrabrosti da vidite, želite vidjeti istinu.
And enough courage to choose the truth when you see it.
I dovoljno hrabrosti da izaberete istinu kad je vidite.
And if you do that, it will go very fast.
Ako to učinite, onda će ići vrlo brzo.
And the difficult stage will be very short.
A teške faze će biti vrlo kratke.
Give up your fear.
Bacite svoj strah.
Okay. I know that not everybody will do that.
Znam da to neće učiniti svi.
But that's the key.
Ali to je ključ.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you again.